Good morning. It's about 8:16, and you are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. That was a little show tune to get us in the mood for this interview. In the studio with me, we have Shannon Hoagland, the producer of Broadway Night. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Caitlin.
And Lucy Polson, who is a performer. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi. So thank you both for coming in. Right off the bat, let's just tell people that Broadway Night is this Saturday, which is January 27th at Odessa Theater. Doors open at 6, shows at 6:30. Tickets are $40 at Old Harbor Books. Shannon, what is Broadway Night and how did you get the idea for it?
Well, Broadway Night kind of came up the first year that we wanted to do a play and we realized we didn't really have any money for it. And we're sponsored by the Greater Sitka Arts Council, but we also felt like it was important for us to do our part to raise money for our own productions, and shows lose money.
When you say we, you're talking about the community theater?
I'm talking about Ed Ronco and I, and then we had a couple others who were in on the plotting of this first Broadway night. And we just thought we were running into all these people all over town, like P.J. Ford Slack and John Stein, Jay Sweeney, all these people who are kind of in public life and who also happen to sing. And we were like, let's just do this. Let's do a fundraiser. People can just, I'll get a karaoke machine and we'll just, you know, sing and then, you know, charge money for people to come and have hors d'oeuvres. And that's why the ticket prices are kind of high. It's a fundraiser for our very expensive spring production that Community Theater does.
And so what is the spring production this year?
Oh, the spring production this year is The Addams Family. It's a musical, and we have a ton of singers in the show. There's 26 performers, and they can all sing. And so a lot of Broadway Night this year, of course, we always ask our old celebrities to come back and perform. But this year, it's about half of the people are from the cast of Addams Family.
So how long ago was the first Broadway Night?
I would say 10 years or eight or nine years ago. It was quite a while ago.
And how would you say, since that very first idea with the karaoke machine, how has it changed or developed over the years?
Well, people more often are they're coming in costume. Some of the performers come in costume. A lot of the performers think all year about what they want to do, and they get excited about the idea of doing, you know, different themes for Broadway Night. And they also, some people come with a dance. You know, it's not, you know, I guess some people, with some choreography, people who move around the stage and make it more of a performance element. Mm-hmm. And I would say last year was like a new pinnacle. We had a cast of four people doing a tune from Hamilton, very elaborate, all in costumes. And we had, you know, Christian Litton with a lot of props. He sang a song from Book of Mormon with Sarah Martinson. So, I mean, that's kind of, I'm getting more and more of that. You know, I had someone do a tap dance last year.
Wow.
But this is the first year we're having a dance group perform. So that's like adding a new element here, because Broadway is, you listen to Broadway soundtracks and there's always, you know, a dance break in a number of songs. So you can see a lot of dancing. So Melinda McAdams got a group, asked one of her dance classes to perform this year. So that'll be a new element this year. I'm really excited.
And we have Lucy here, who is a dancer in this very new piece and Broadway Night. Lucy, how did you get involved? How did you get roped into Broadway Night?
So we learned a piece in our jazz class. Joe DiGennaro DeBell taught it to us. It's from a chorus line, and it's called One. And Melinda asked if any of us would be interested in performing, because Shannon had gotten in contact with her, and I thought that it would be fun, and so I volunteered.
Have you ever performed in a Broadway number like this before?
No, not specifically like this. Yeah.
How do you feel about it, seeing as performing on Broadway is kind of a, in one way, a pinnacle of dance experience? What is it like for you?
I'm just really super excited, I guess. Yeah, it's really, it's different from what we normally do, I think, in class.
But you have costumes and...
Yeah.
They, you know, I mean, you danced. It is kind of, a lot of the songs, it's not the first time they've choreographed to a Broadway number. Mm-hmm. I know that for sure. But to have a different audience, to have a bunch of people who are sitting, you know, at tables with hors d'oeuvres and drinks, uh-huh. kind of like dinner theater, I think it'll be a new kind of audience for them. And a lot of people who've never seen them before get a chance to see them. And they'll see, you know, if they've been missing the dance shows, what they've been missing. So I think it'll be good for a new audience.
And the Chorus Line, that's the show that your dance is from, is that right?
Yes.
And if I'm remembering right, that's a show about dancers, right? Who are trying out to be in the Chorus Line?
They're performers, they're singers and dancers, okay. and they're trying to be in a show. And, you know, the high point of it is that number. And they're all, you know, the first production was, you know, a lot of glittery top hats, canes, and gold costumes. I remember I went to see a Chorus Line, and it's a showstopper for sure.
Uh-huh.
Lucy, I don't know how they choreographed it. I can't wait and get a preview of it Friday.
Is that description of the costumes, is that anything like what we might see, or are you guys doing a different interpretation?
It's slightly the same. So we have hats that we use as props, and we're wearing these vests that we wore actually for a dance last year, and they're pink and black striped.
Oh, yeah. I might remember wearing those vests at one point in my dance career. Well, if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Lucy Polson, a dancer in Broadway Night this weekend, and Shannon Hoagland, who is the producer of Broadway Night. Shannon, just what can we expect as audience members at this event? What's the vibe?
Well, there's wine, but not a ton of it. You get 2 drink tickets, so it's like a pretty enthusiastic yet tame crowd. And you'll see a lot of new faces this year. I'm really excited to see. Andrew's invited his daughter to perform something. You will see Andy Turner, who's a great performer, is going to sing something. You'll have the people who've performed year after year, Zeke, Rhiannon. Bailey this year will perform a piece from Adam's Family. We have Keith Grenier, who went to Sitka High School. He's going to perform a piece this year. The Payloffs have done something every year. John Stein has done something every year. Debbie Levesque has done something almost every year. She always has a folk twist. So everyone, some people bring an accompanist, so we have a piano there. And I think that'll be really fun. The radio station's Catherine Rose will be performing. I'm excited to have her on board this year. And then we have a mix of new and old tunes. Jack Peterson with 42nd Street. Adam's Family's a pretty new musical. Drowsy Chaperone is pretty new. You get a little taste of Broadway, as well as the performance community. You'll get some classic things like Oklahoma, King and I. John Stein's picked an old classic from My Fair Lady. And then, you know, Waitress, Wicked, Dear Evan Hansen. And, of course, One from A Chorus Line, which is one of the shows, first Broadway shows I saw as a youngster. It was probably not age appropriate, but it's a really great show and really great music.
And would you say it gave you your hunger for show tunes?
It made me want to see stuff that was more adult oriented, because I thought the stories were really interesting. And the storytelling from Chorus Line is, it's just everyone's trying out for the same show, but they don't really interact with each other in terms of, they're not friends, and they're all telling their stories. It's a series of monologues. It's a different kind of musical. And I don't know. There's been so much new great stuff on Broadway, and people here don't go to Broadway very often. So this, I don't know, I think it gives the chance for people to see some interesting music and some great performances. I would say everyone gets their feet under them by the time they're supposed to perform. And sometimes it's last minute, but it's always really fun. And the other nice thing about it is it's not a really long night. Mm-hmm. You know, I get you in the door at 6, you get some hors d'oeuvres, the Nuggets catering, and you get your glass of wine, you get your drink tickets, and it's festive, and it's loud until people perform, and then it's, people are, you know, they're into the performances.
All right.
A lot of visiting.
Well, thank you so much, both of you, for coming in. I've been talking with Shannon Hoagland, who's the producer of Broadway Night, and Lucy Polson, who's a dancer in One from A Chorus Line. And Broadway Night is this Saturday, 6:30 p.m., January 27th at Odess Theater. Tickets are $40 at Old Harbor Books. Thank you both for coming in.
And don't come to the door to buy a ticket. I mean, usually it sells out, so get your ticket in advance.
Get your ticket in advance for a taste of Broadway.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Kick, step, brush,
palm up,
five, six,
back, back,
one.